It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Kim Thompson. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Cal. How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm keeping up with the times and adjusting to the new norm.
Yeah, that's for sure. Is everybody okay in your bubble? Everybody's all right?
Yes, I can't complain. Things have transitioned quite smoothly, except for the social part, you know?
Yeah, isn't that?
I miss being able to socialize. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We can do some outdoor gatherings here in Alberta, so looking forward to some outdoor visiting this week.
Yeah, should be okay, hopefully, right?
Absolutely. We can make through.
We can make
it through all this. Yeah, you bet.
We can. The new single is called Heartache Heartbreak. We'll talk about that in just a second. But boy, Kim, you do a lot of things here. Let me see if I got this straight. You're a horse trainer, barrel racer. You're on TV and you're on radio and you've got podcasts. Is there anything else I'm missing there?
No, I mean, I ride horses. That's probably one of my biggest passions besides writing. I'm deeply involved with rodeo and, barrel racing. So I just, it inspires me to write and, I know I have many different faucets, and I love to keep going and doing different things. Love the challenge, yeah.
You bet. Now, that part of your life probably, speaking of challenges, is probably non-existent right now. Is that right?
Well, you know, right now I am presently trying to write the next hit release. And,
good for you.
I'm keen to get rodeo going in Canada again with the podcast that I've created, sharing the cowboy stories within Canada and the States, and many stories we haven't heard from legends in music and rodeo. Yeah, so I'm just really focusing on that. You know, I've got a challenge of riding a brand new horse to me. I mean, only owning him 2 years. He's 5-6 years old now, and so I like to put my energy into him when I'm not writing and get in the saddle and be humbled.
Well, and that, and that's social distancing at its greatest, right? You can just jump on that horse and away you go.
Yeah, we've been really lucky. There was an amateur rodeo that ran here in the summer, and we can do some outdoor riding and barrel racing. Just looking into the things that we can do instead of what we cannot.
Correct. I want to talk about the podcasts that you're involved with in more detail here in a second, but let's talk about music and the new country single you've got out called Heartache Heartbreak. Tell me about that song.
Well, I think we're in a time that there's so many heartbreaks and heartaches, and, you know, many people are trying to just say, hey, we're okay. But I think if we recognize we're all in turmoil together, and there's so many hardships that each of us face, and I think knowing that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everybody needs to hear a song like that right about now, as you said.
Yeah, and every time I get on my colt, it breaks my heart because he's not totally broke yet. So I can always relate it to my horse. Every day I'm humbled and my heart aches and breaks and I'm like, darn, you know, just got to try again, get up again, get on again.
Yep.
Stay in the saddle.
Yep. Boy, that's a life lesson right there, isn't it, Kim?
Oh, you betcha.
For sure.
Yeah, you
now,
betcha.
Now you touched on the podcast a little earlier here, but let's get back into that and kind of unwrap that a little bit. Tell me about those podcasts more specifically that you're involved with.
Well, I suppose Bearman Campbell, he's a senior pro roper and a horse trainer, and he wanted to tell his story. He's always wanted to tell, he's got so many great stories about, you know, Yaha Tinda, protecting our land and our parks, training horses and wildies, and stories about him riding. And so I really wanted to capture that and share it. With not having Rodeo Canada right now, we're just lacking some of the social, social atmosphere that we used to have. So I'm trying to keep it going. I've heard we will have Calgary and Pinoca this year, which is exciting for our rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And And, yeah, just keep the stories going. I mean, a lot of these seniors, they're still rodeoing, and they don't know how to use technology.
Right.
So they are sending me some amazing pictures about rodeo history and horses that have been legendary animals to ride and train, and just lifelong lessons down the road and in the real world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, things that happen and we just learn from them. And the character of rodeo is, you know what, learn from it and move on.
Yep, for sure. So you can get these podcasts, or you can listen to these podcasts anywhere that your favorite podcasts are available, I guess. Hey?
Yeah, it's just on Apple and Spotify.
Okay.
Under Kim Thompson Radio.
Okay.
Country and Music Rodeo Legends.
Okay. Perfect. Now, is there a website, or are you on social media at all to promote to promote everything you're involved with?
I absolutely do. It's under Kim Thompson, Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on Apple, Spotify. I have a website, kimthompson.ca, and then the podcast. And I'm on Instagram and Twitter. All over.
Good for you. Awesome. Thanks.
Trying to be so social in this time.
Yeah, that's right. Got to reach out somehow, hey?
Yeah, and I think these stories are just a gateway to letting people realize how important the moment is.
Yeah, I agree, for sure. Awesome, Kim. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and of course, the brand new single for you as well.
Well, Cal, I hope to see you down the road very soon in the future here.
It'll be great. Thanks, Kim.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Kim Thompson on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.